Amen. Praise the Lord. May you be seated. Praise the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ is good, and he is alive forever. Amen. People of God, how are you this morning? By the grace of God, I'm also fine. And for the past 3 weeks, I've not been here because I had other assignments in the district to do. And so I miss you all very much, and I'm glad that the Lord God Almighty has brought me back and has given me the unction to be able to preach this morning to you on the theme, Bearing the Cost of Discipleship. Bearing the cost of discipleship. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, King of Kings, everything in the world belongs to you. And it is not your desire that anyone should be perished, but rather you want each and everyone to be saved. So, Father, this morning, we are here to listen to your word. We pray that you use me as an instrument and speak to your people. And let the word that is coming fall into a very good soil in the hearts of your children, so that it will multiply 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Lord, we take authority over any spirit that is here which is not of you, and we silence that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our theme for today is bearing the cost of discipleship. But before we start, I want to ask this question. How many of you want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Is anybody here who wants to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Let me ask a second question. Is it very easy to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Anyway, we are to bear the cost of discipleship. People of God, we have the choice to be a disciple of Jesus Christ or not to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. You have the right to choose. You have the choice. But Jesus Christ always tells us what to choose. There may be silence, sir. The movie or Hanomo, or Pesa or Yesu, a Suyaniana. Nasa or Pesa or Yesu, a Suyaniswa, Bisa almost said. Is it very easy, Emre? So be Yesu, a Suyaniana. And the Tosso can say, Ya war twice, Ya war panel, say, Be a Christo, a Suyani, and now say, Yen Ya Christo, a Suyafo. Now, Debaqua, my son and so our Bible, when he said, Every pia when young coupon at the baby to any penim said, Way and now way, what's now there fa? Whenever the Lord put a choice before you, the Lord will give you what direction you are supposed to follow. For example, he says, There is a narrow way and there is a broad way. And he will tell you to choose the narrow way because the broad way leads to destruction. And then also, in Deuteronomy 30, 19, as we read this morning, the Bible says, I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. One who said, Aha, so the other one said, or say, or fret or sorrow. Any as I say, any idea, dance here, say, while catch some or say, or do war any and quite out to my name. Now, first, so no, or the insula, any and no man so out to my name. And our mind said, but choose life. Example, I may park and say, whenever Jesus Christ gives us a choice now. Or train the yam fa. It is a ya pa near fa. A lutin as a one fa, a yeno, there is a consequence because he tells you what to choose. In Luke chapter 14, verse 25 to 28 that we read this morning, the Bible says, "Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned to them and said, 'If anyone comes after me and does not hate his father and mother, brother and sister, wife and children, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.'" I can count someone up here, I can count you know. You see, any people pray, it decrease to a cheat. Any part I'm holding a chino, baby, a dinner because if you have miracles, it is some of them wanted to see the miracles that they've been doing. I say he heals Yatisa or Sayaria. Some were sick and wanted to be healed. I say Yatisa said, wouldn't a teacher not come to Oswa? Or my word, you need. Some also thought that he is coming to be a political messiah. So people were following him for various reasons. And so, according to what we just read, Jesus turned to them and told them that if anyone wants to follow him, that person must hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, and he must also hate his own life. The word hate over there, in fact, always frightens people. The word hate over there always makes people not understand what Jesus was trying to say. Because in our contemporary world, when we say hate somebody, I hate somebody, it means something different. But all that Jesus Christ was trying to say is that if you want to be his follower, there is a cost to pay. There is a price to pay. And that price, that cost is that you must love him more than your wife, your children, your father, and anybody. That is, if you want to follow Jesus, then he must be number one in your life. That is all that Jesus is saying by hating your brother, sisters, etc. Then he continued by saying that, "Which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down to count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it?" Say, you mbebre, you call by bit is a Walmart, and I be bini a kotobi bia. Ye beside the anybody, you shad the anybono. Now you bet me, na ya to, ye timusua, na ye jai. Now, and pepe, you know, so over to the anoa, it depends on the value at the end of the sunny, at the end of the young, and the baby wato, and I say, won't to. At the end of the over conani bone, ding! But because you need it, so definitely you have to buy. Then Jesus continued in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. There also he said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Jesus said three things. Of all this, it is three things. Number one is to deny yourself. Number two is to take up your cross. And number three is to follow. This means that if anyone decides to follow Jesus, that person must be committed to follow him to the end. That's the kind of discipleship that Jesus is calling for us to do. It's not an easy discipleship. It is not something that is easy. And because of that, many people are not able to do. There is always a cost to pay. There is always a price to pay. And it needs to be obedience, faith, dedication, commitment, if you want to actually follow Jesus as a true disciple. I am adding emphasis on the word true disciple. There is a price to pay. And if you are able to pay that price, then you can be a true follower of Jesus Christ. Sometimes, if you want to follow Jesus and follow him well, you have some friends, old friends, who may ridicule you. And if you don't take time, you fall back. So, upasu sum Jesus. Now sum ni ya. And ne mebi wo honum akatua bi wo ha ese wutimi tua. Ebi ni se, ebia, woni nipa bi na nam, woni nipa bi na bobrabo muji mu ani mu ye biibia bom. And I was say we dey wo honu Jesus. E tu person ko sum Jesus ye. Ebia sere asankofo ne be sere won. Enti, eba ma wan hwe ye a, wo be sanko back. Adaba kwa mtaso bi anse ne so ne se. When you come into Christ, you become a new creation. You get a new nature. But the old nature is still alive. It is only sleeping. I don't know no more. Yes, it's all about Christ. What be ye a body of fro? Now, me a catcher will say, send you now to your dad and call you. And that's all. Maybe a dark cake. And a da. That's all man a quire. Obasa sorry. Ebia na ubro ana uba Jesus mu. Etu ba Jesus mu no afi de waja bro. Enchala sa usuda da no na no monsa no eko o ewo ho. Sa o ma ne kwan a obasa sorry ama echire no uba bra ten kan. Nanti no ezo ba Yesu mu a oba ni mu na oba ni mu yiye na wo di jidie eso Kristo mu me dem ko I'm taking you back to the Old Testament and giving you examples of some people who actually followed God and followed God faithfully. The number one person that I can mention is Abraham. God one day called Abraham and said, Abraham, go to the Mount Moriah. And the child Isaac, whom I have given to you, the child whom you love more than anything else in the world, the child whom you have waited all this while to get, take the child to the Mount of Moriah and sacrifice him for me. I'm very sure that Abraham did not inform the wife, but he took the child to that Mount Moriah and was ready to sacrifice the child. And God said, yes, Abraham, I have seen that you can go with me to the end. So stop. And he stopped. Now, let us also come and take somebody like Moses. We all know that Moses was the foster son of Pharaoh's daughter. And because of that, he was the heir to the throne of Egypt. He had everything in Egypt. Moses never lacked anything when he was in the house of Egypt, the palace of Egypt. He had everything. He had power. He had riches. He had all that you can imagine and you can think of. But God, because of God, Moses, he forgave all these things and followed Jesus, followed the people of God. In the end, Moses, who was living very well in the house of Pharaoh, he became a shepherd who was caring for sheep. And it's being a shepherd that he one day met with God. And Moses became Moses as we all know him to be today. I don't know what I say. Say, see, baby, Christ was here. And you use it. There is a cost to pay. Now, my mother will be, Mama Abraham there, and Mama Moses there, and I make her say, Moses. No, oh, Egypt. No, oh, Bibia. Oh, Bibia. Now, so, on your mean tea, and on your mean crawfoon tea, or the name in a jaho, a big deal on your mean tea. If you are saying, no, Moses, I know, Bibia, or by Daniel, you are here for. Now, only you are quite the no, and only you are me, dear Shemu. Again, let us take another example like Joseph. Joseph, the brothers sold him to Egypt. So he came to a strange land where he did not know anybody. And I tell you, Joseph could have compromised with Potiphar's wife and nobody would have known except God. And that would have given him everything. But because of God, Joseph told Potiphar's wife that everything in this house belonged to me. The only thing that my master did not give to me is you. And so because of God, because Joseph wants to be a faithful servant of God, and because Joseph wants to be there as a true follower of God, he did not give in to the schemes of Potiphar's wife. And that ended him in prison. And it is from the prison that he came to be the second minister in charge of Egypt. Now, let us take another example. There are so many examples, but I just want to give a few. Let us take another example of Daniel in Babylon. They say, "Hey, Daniel, nobody is to pray. If you dare pray, you will end up in the lion's den." But the Bible continues to say that when Daniel heard of that, he went to where he has been praying, opened the window widely for everybody to see that he was praying, and he prayed. And he ended up in the lion's den. At that particular time, Daniel did not know that God will send angels to come and cover the mouths of these lions. He did not know that. But he was only faithful to God. Only the end of the day, he said, "Oh, now I'm going to be a man." He said, "Any point to me, can I share?" Say, "Banyamin Sumwa, or the four who tear me, and many point to me in Kaon said, Nemo, my radiant Kesewa Brabum, be a wee piano, my radiant first, and God will deliver you from everything that people will do against you." Jeremiah 1, verse 19, the Bible says that, or Kunenye, so also your Christo ni pan, or any padia, or Kunda fight, don't fight with you. But they cannot prevail against you because Almighty God is there to protect you. I don't want no more. Say, "Enipa ye, enipa bibi." Na senka wotimu omo a, aka me kwasi bi nyina hasa mira me no mo ya mo sofo a me kasa. Because a lot has gone on. But my protector is the Almighty God. And I'm standing here as a preacher today. Praise be to the Lord God Almighty. Now, somebody will say, "All the examples that you have given are in the Old Testament. Let us come to the New Testament." I don't want to even talk about Stephen and others. But in the New Testament, let me take just one person. Take the example of Paul, the Apostle Paul of the early church. He carried the message of God across the globe. In 2 Corinthians 11:24, the Bible says that for five times he received 40 lashes minus one. 40 lashes minus one is how many? Okay. So for five times he was given 39 lashes. For three times he was beaten with rods. One time he was stoned. Three times he was shipwrecked. At night and day, a lot of things happened to him. In his journeys, he was often in pairs of water. Me see a sign, in some was sunny, a tunnel, in pairs of robbers, in pairs of his own countrymen, in pairs of the Gentiles, in pairs of the city, in pairs of the righteous, the wilderness, in pairs of the sea, in pairs of false brothers. This is where, when I was reading, this is where it got me. Impels of what? A sign tono. Our false brothers. I don't follow more. People of God, as we walk in the world now, there are some people who will act as though they are your brothers. They will act as though they are your sisters. But in reality, they are false brothers and false sisters. And they are these who will let you know. I don't follow you, Bob Ray. You bring any baby no more. Umber bang, you know what you call more. I can such so. I'm a watch him. One who said, "Sanko for we will come home or go." Well, you wouldn't hear now. So I'm telling you, or bang, now a cocker will be a who's a son on him. Or say, "Mimmy, see, I'm any party." This is what happened to Paul. A lot of things happened to him. He said, sleepless nights. I don't feel no more. God is telling us that if we want to really follow him, then we must bear the cost of following him. It is not easy to follow Jesus. You know, in trying to bear the cost of Jesus, Jesus wanted to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. But you know what? We seek riches for ourselves. But Jesus became poor that we might be rich. We seek comfort. But when Jesus came, he said, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. I don't know, yeah, no more as I see you. Tell me, I have a hoto, you have a baby, a benyan, a da, a man who are toying. Now, yes, to Christ, or say, Sacrament, Sambra, Crama, Crown, or more hope, be a yam cosim. And no man pope, or more nest to be a yam cosim. Now, I know you're Nipabano, but be our dinner to better crown, Sabi, or Nibi. Now, so we seek our comfort, even though we say we are followers of Jesus Christ. We seek acceptance. You have a Nipa, any yam tomb. But Jesus was despised and was rejected by men. But we want people to accept us. We want people to know that we are somebody. Obiti meka sa hwe me. Me na meka sa sa no, uni me. Hallelujah. You see, we want to avoid suffering. Ye mpesa brabo aye boy or how bi aba ye so. But Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Can we compare ourselves to Jesus? It is not very easy to follow Jesus. But if you are dedicated, if you are committed, you can dedicate yourself to Jesus. And you have a part to play. Last Tuesday, I was teaching the Bible studies. And I was telling them, say, When you take time and you look into the New Testament, you see that everything in the New Testament is a verb. It's a verb. Biblia says a word. And it is not a noun. It's a verb. And so in the Bible, you see that it will be written, fight, suffer, put to death, wrestle. We wrestle against flesh and blood. Endure, run, flee, work, submit, render. All these things are things that you are supposed to do. And so you cannot be a disciple of Jesus and not do anything. You cannot be a disciple of Jesus, sit at home and say, I've been watching your church service on the internet. God says we should always meet together. We have to meet. Now, Jesus Christ said, we should bear the cost of being a disciple. And if we are to bear the cost, then we always have to deny ourselves. How do we deny ourselves? How do we deny ourselves? And denying yourself is the opposite of being selfish. It means that love must dominate your life. Abrabo awo bono. Ese odo ene do su wom. Ese odo ene dikwenim o wom. Love for God and love for your fellow human beings. This is what you do. And it means you are denying yourself. To deny yourself is to put God first, others second, and yourself last. Again, if you want to deny yourself, it means that you should not pass by people who have needs when you have the ability to help them. Let me give you an example. In the story of the Good Samaritan, the priest who passed, did that priest kick the robber? Or did he slap the robber? Or did he spit on the robber? The Bible said he did not of this. Ne boning in an say, or so for an empen who has him to a hair pet and will turn mukoy. People of God, if it is your means, it is within your means to help somebody, do not pass by. So ubetimia boa will be. I give you a one man, I won't mean ya hoy. That is okay. But if you can help, then help the person. Do not pass by. If you want to deny yourself and follow Jesus, it means to say, and sir, say when you be an old numpan children, now good did you hear the power. But a time will come in your life when you deny yourself and say, sir, be a till you buddy the head there. Now, so Christon tea, may dear be a amen. Hallelujah. Be a dear, and one, and Pasemu no meeting a minimum. You see, there is one thing that I have observed. And one thing that I have observed is that to deny yourself and follow Jesus means that you are to be a non-conformist. Last Tuesday, I was teaching the Bible studies and I told them that Jesus wants us to be non-conformist. But you know, today, most people are dressing alike. Most people, they are acting alike. Most people, they are reading the same books. Most people are watching the same movies. They are listening to the same music. Because today, people are wearing torn jeans. And so, you don't know why they do that. And you just want to be equal with them. So, you also wear torn jeans. Just follow the crowd. This is the kind of world in which we are now. But the Bible is calling us to be something else. The Bible wants us to be non-conformist. People of God, the Bible wants you to come out of them. The Bible wants you to come out of them, but not conform to them. Read Exodus chapter 23, verse 2. There it is written that, do not follow the crowd to do evil. But what I'm advising is that let the crowd rather follow you as a Christian, but you don't have to follow the crowd. But what we see today is that people are following the crowd. Man Zion 4, Onyame ma mutie me. Onyame asem se. Yewade anyina ho kwan. Nanso so. Enye nyina ene yemayen. And so we are Christonia. As so with me some. Ade we de me ye. We de me nye. We de anya ma Christoni. Na nya se obi e ye binti. No Christoni also oh ye. When others are saying God does not matter, when others are saying God is not relevant, you as a Christian, you are not supposed to say the same thing. But you are to stand and say that God is relevant and God is my life. Everything that I do belongs to God. I am existent because God is real. So we are Christians. And then mini and the cosier paper be da hm we dear no mukoye hm no collection no mukoyo for baby da. When people are saying all these things, as a Christian, you are not supposed to join them. Some people are saying, say, hey, Yamisem cry a cake, Babylon, and that dan one, Abraham as a yantier, Joseph was some work, yantier. People of God, do not be like them. Do not be a conformist. But rather, as a good Christian, the price that you are supposed to pay is to put on Christ. For Christ to yatare she. And let your mind be on Christ. It means that if you want to be a true Christian, it means Christ must dominate your thinking process. 90% about Christ, 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 Christ. But obi ho no mo a o ye Christo ni, he is a Christian. O so anopa kra o mo mpa ye o beda o mo mpa ye onye duane a o ya na ne sasim ban no mpa ye. That is not a sign of a good Christian. So we are Christo ni papa dia. The way you be or whatever you are doing must be dominated by Christ. Today we are going to do communion and time is fast spent. I don't want to waste much of your time, but I just want you to project 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11 for me. There the Bible is saying that we should abstain from fleshly lusts which war against our soul. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. We see the enemy who, what the enemy who part the last one, which war against your soul. So I never will know. So we are, and we cry now too, mono. O crane two muno and in a conto qua which war against your soul. And near my own, we are simuni, we are sima, we are. I want us all to say, Sanyama, we ain't ya no. So we are O crane two moon, only pass up your cassette, only pa, mea migrahi, and ya me men among whom ya migrahio, where ya a dying mitimu was, I see so. Now, me and Cassa miss. Any pedia way, Miss Wemo, Elton, I'm meeting no cassay. And now, only I may be ye me a free Wemono. When the Bacotto or Callahan. Now, me uncle Sandy, me a day. Me call. I want us all time you. Open myself, woo. Woo boom you. We are me then you. I'm gone. That is the soul, so near to Muna, and Luna Eco Bua Contano, and Luna Judgment Day Eco Faceno, or say these things, they war against the soul. Sedanka, they war against the body, crowd, they are the body, they ever got watching it. But they war against the soul. Minyaba, Minyama Manomo, see ever summon Yamia, Moyan summon ye, Sayan summon soa, na ebe ya pa se. Obia yin ho asi ho se ono de won som nyame bone e wo wi asi nyina wo dibi enije wo wi asi nyina wo jinani na wo de watu ho asi ho so besom nyame kwase da bia wo ba ha kwase da bia wo ba ha nanso wa anye niye na ne sen kwakru nyina ko sha obu nsam jemu a na wo ho fa so ne sen enunti uba ye sha uba ye nyu so a o se you have the choice ni a open no. And when I yet, now pay me there some neighbor, you know, and I may catch that. Will say, if you come into Christ, you become a new creation. So, over Christomwa, what be ye a body of fro? It will be a woman Christomwa, what be ye a body of fro? No, as I can, ye meaning in a chum, and I make her say, in the pasuna two muna, a yen ye madadano. What I saw, oh, Uncle, you, O man, a quire, O Baba. It is a obisu about Christomu, a German or Bawa Dabo, and San or Num, what Danum, Atemni, or Didi, or Deddy, Concon San, or Yer, what die, Sandy Pan, or about Christoman, now about Christom. And it's a obi by Christomua, as I say, you and Sakrai on a brabum. This is the time when we cannot play church. Okay? So we should be here and this tension world in which we are living right now. So if you take time, now so we should be here say woman ya, samre ye nipa, aka obenya tembia wona mana usu. So obenya aka tembia na bom paye. Adwade hu me mobo. Adwade me say, obetime apia firi ufi eso ko wa ma ta ban so na wa ma. We live in a high tension world. And this is the time, as a Christopher, you should hear. And I just want to end by telling you that Christosum, and yen yamianwa, and yen very easy. Namarafubi, ne fanti adebi awakana, mi fanti bakopa amete,
or say, Sir Christopher, when you are there, and you are not come. So, why my Christo anywhere anymore? Your end results. And they say, when you are here, now my bomb pious say, yes, we shall be a very good disciples of Jesus Christ. And we shall assess the cost and make sure, say, we deny ourselves. Three things. We deny ourselves, we take up the cross, and we follow Jesus. Now, and yet easy. And yet very easy. And so we have to try. Now, yes, Rati, nor Domian, yes, Onyameho Hong Kong Kong, because we are power assisted. Yes, Christ will say, may you call. Now, say, me kwa. Mesma Hong Kong Kong, no Amanaba. Now, Hong Kong Kong, no Oba, or no Bea Mubua for. He's going to be our helper. It's Holy Jesus Christ is gone, and Holy Spirit is here to help us. So all the time, we must call on the Holy Spirit to help us in everything that we do, so that we shall be able to be good followers of Jesus Christ. May the Lord God bless you all for the message that the Lord has brought to you this morning. Bow down your head and let us pray. As a foradi, yada was sick. Ano pay waka sachre yen se. See, I perceive what you do for there. And there is a price to pay. Already, how many people? Now, so when I'm no emre, it's your slow. Oh, Yame Hong Kong, your boafo. Dom Naboye, Becaya home. Nobody, yet, me, Chia home free. We are seeing your mamu. Now, your more bra. So, who pay when you want your moa? Oh, because, oh, and qua pano qua four. Mumo. No medical clay, who no crazy. What the Robert Domin. Me bumpire do be all her be a boy, Mr. Raddy. Dear, why am I Kenyano? Dear, whom what that Raddy Yanino? Now, may it be new a cheat, near new a cheat, near you will see her for papa. No peer when you're more, one peer and free when you. Papa made our say, so why inside their mind, oh, yeah.